You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Welcome back. Mino the Mayor coming your way from Vintage Rose Bakery, 1680 Mid Valley Drive. The kind of place you come to and the person that just made your sticky bun or your taco, breakfast taco or your cheesecake or your whatever, they're standing right there talking to you right after they make it. That's what's so cool about a place like this. And also, they've got tremendous coffee here. And joining us right now is Mike Sugden, a JSA coffee roaster and supplier here for Vintage Rose. Really interesting just talking to you off air here. Tell me, first of all, about your veteran experience.
Joined the Army in 1990. Army Reserves as a mechanic. 93, I went active duty infantry with 2nd Armored Division. One thing that was nice about that was when 2nd Armored Division was deactivated, we were in that formation and reactivated 4th Infantry. So I'm kind of proud that I'm one of the last, out of the 15,000 soldiers that were there mm-hmm. that day. I'm one of the last ones to get a 2nd Armored Division patch on. So
very cool.
Congrats.
It's a very prestigious unit.
Came off active in 96, went reserve to Manitowoc, transferred to Appleton, was up in Green Bay. 2003, we deployed with the 395th out of Appleton to Afghanistan. Came back in 04. Deployed again in 08 with a unit out of Indiana.
Wow, you've been around.
Came back from
so did you
that.
Go back to Afghanistan then?
Yeah, second time was Afghanistan.
Okay.
And came
just
back.
Just didn't get your fill of it the first time, huh?
No. You got to see something really good twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting, military career, but you are an entrepreneur.
Yep.
You've been in business for a while. Tell us about your business, how you got into it. And I'm one of those guys who absolutely loves coffee. I do. I used to give up coffee for Lent, and when I was at City Hall, they said, Mayor, it's harder on the staff than it is on you. Because I try to drink tea. There's nothing like good coffee, and you roast beans. Tell me about your business. I'm really impressed.
Sounds like fun, to be honest with
right.
you.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I started as a hobby. I was talking to a friend at work at the time, and we talked about how he roasts coffee in his backyard in a cast iron skillet. And I said, I got to try that. That sounds interesting. So we tried that, and it worked out pretty good.
Wait a minute. You roast coffee beans in a frying pan, basically, right?
Cast iron
okay,
skillet.
Okay, where are you from?
Appleton.
Oh, you are. You sound a little southern accent.
That's south.
My army time, yeah.
Okay. Because you said skillet.
Yep, skillet, yep.
Just like when we had our guy from the UP in here, we knew who he was from the UP. The fourth time he said, you betcha.
Well, that was not, it didn't take four times for me to figure that out.
Yep. So, started in a cast iron skillet. That makes a lot of smokes. You got to do it outside. From there, I learned how to do it a little bit more. Perfected. I don't want to say perfected, but I learned my process. And I bought a roaster and a couple years after I started practicing. And then I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia from Afghanistan. So I didn't know how long I was going to be able to work my regular job.
What is that, if you don't mind me asking?
It's a disease that the nerve endings in your body just go crazy.
Jeez.
For me, I get a lot of fatigue, and the pain is in my shoulders, my back, my neck, my legs.
Is that from the burn pits or anything, do you know?
They're not sure where it comes from.
Wow.
Probably stress.
In conjunction with that, so we got these pouches, JSA coffee roasting. You're celebrating your 5-year anniversary right now. Here's what I like, though. Single brew pouch. Freedom is the name of this one. Proceeds from each pound sold will go to support the missions of honor to send global war on terrorism veterans to New York, where our war started, and healing can begin. And this one is the smooth and bright coffee has notes of cocoa and brown sugar. That sounds phenomenal. I didn't realize proceeds were going to that to send the guys over there and the women over there.
So last year I got I applied and I was selected to go on a Missions of Honor flight, which is run by Old Glory Honor Flight.
Yep.
They take New York, they take Global War vets in Wisconsin to 9/11, to the memorial and the site. We get to hear from survivors, first responders, survivors of that day. One of the Port Authority officers we listened to was buried for almost 20 hours with a squad.
Oh, I've read about him.
You know, another one was the fire captain that was that found him. And then we got to listen, you know, all these people that were there that day. And, you know, for Global War vets, that's where we started, 9/11.
Absolutely.
Everybody here remembers that, but...
I can't tell you the number of guys that I interviewed for my different things were sitting in class, in a high school class or whatever, and that happened. And right then and there, they decided, I'm joining the military.
Yep. And this group, they take you out there. You're totally taken care of. You know, for us, what I found the best was you got first responders saying, hey, you guys did your job. You took it over from us. We survived that first day. Thank you. You know, and to hear that from a first responder that was there that day is healing.
I believe
it. Because that's what we started.
Absolutely.
So I'm reading, you've got some coffee samples here. And you, so you're a manufacturer, right, in sense of the term, right? I mean, you're at the top of the food chain. Your distribution goes to restaurants in the greater Green Bay community or Appleton, Oshkosh. Where are you at?
Yeah, yeah.
And then plus you sell retail, too. I think that's interesting that you have both.
Yeah, so we do free home delivery every 2 weeks. You can buy our coffee at, should I go through some of the list?
Sure, go ahead, man.
The Oshkosh Food Co-op in Oshkosh. The Carmel Crisp and Cafe in Oshkosh. The Sweet Lair in Menasha, their board cafe bakery game. Lots of fun things to do down there. Vintage Rose here, Seymour.
Great.
And we're... Sounds like we're going into a couple different coffee shops in the Ashwaubenon, DePere, Green Bay area.
Oh, so. That's great.
Let us know.
Well, good
one,
for you.
One thing that we want to talk about there, too, because you mentioned before we were on the air, Jim, I didn't realize you go around the world. Do you go around the world? Do you order from around the world? Because Jim's got relatives in where, Colombia?
Yeah.
So where? How do you get your beans?
I use
I could maybe get you a good deal.
That could work, especially with today's prices.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I get most of my beans through one of a couple importers that are within... driving range or shipping range mostly.
Okay, but what countries are they from?
Central South America. I have Mexican Chiapas, Colombian Excelso, Colombia Huela, Guatemala, Nicaragua, mostly Central and South America.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and they do it right. I mean, we like to think, well, we're Americans, we can do it better. But, I mean, when it comes to coffee beans, you know what?
They got it down good. They know what they're doing.
They kind of know. I mean, Guatemala, too. I mean, that's my brother was a priest, and he went down there to, like, learn the language. So I spent some time down there. But Colombia is – and I want to hear – you got stories on these coffee bags, and I want you to tell me about –
Yeah, just read reading that one. This. Go ahead. Yeah.
You know, everyone's got a Larry. Tell me – we got some time. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so Crazy Larry, that came out what's the church name? I'm forgetting. Emmanuel Lutheran in Seymour. They were doing a fundraiser for their all-inclusive playground that they were building.
Nice.
Part of the thing they wanted they didn't want to just do a basket. They wanted to offer a JSA experience for raffle to raise funds. So we put this together. The couple that won that, Becky and Brian, came in. We sat down with them, developed the coffee, developed the flavors that they wanted in there. Came up with the mix, and that was supposed to be the experience. Was okay, here's 10 bags, we'll sell them for a month, proceeds will go to the church for the fundraiser. We couldn't keep it on the shelves fast enough. We had so many people asking that. Okay,
well I just want to read it though, because it's just reading that, it's like, oh my gosh,
right?
So this is called Crazy Larry's White Turtle, a tribute to the Larry in your life.
Yep.
The type of person who loves their coffee, enjoys some sweets, and a bit of an odd blend. Delicious with a hint of chocolate, caramel, pecan, and vanilla. A white turtle in a cup. That's Crazy Larry's.
Yep, yep.
Wow, does that sound delicious.
And for that experience, I had them write. I mean, I did the labels and that, but they did everything on there with that coffee. We walked them through how to do it.
So it's the coffee that's the odd blend. I thought it was Larry that was it.
Who's Larry?
Everybody's got an Uncle Johnny. The odd blend.
Yeah. So Becky's wife, Becky's dad, I believe, was Larry.
Okay.
And it also worked out because my dad's name was Larry. So I was kind of like, this is perfect. I like this.
And then you do this tea as well?
Yeah. We're getting into all kinds of different tea. My wife is making up some blends for us.
Well, you guys are serious about this. I mean, you guys are big time.
And I love your packaging.
Thank you.
Is that out of your home? Or do you have a bricks and mortar, as you mentioned?
Yeah. And Seymour, that's our shop right there. Yeah.
Where's it, right downtown or?
Just north of downtown. Okay. As you're heading out, there are like a half mile south of the fairgrounds.
Oh, okay.
On 55.
Got it. Okay. Fantastic.
Your assistant fire chief is a friend of mine, listens to the show. So Seymour's a great little community, right?
Oh, it is.
I mean, you guys just...
When we were looking to open up a brick and mortar, I was trying to find a place, and I wasn't too worried about location because being a roaster,
right?
I take the coffee where it needs to go. Seymour was wonderful, and when we opened up in February 2nd of 2020, 3 weeks later, COVID.
Oh,
massive restrictions. I took my business plan and literally threw it right in the garbage because we had to figure out how do we get people to not come in but still buy our coffee.
Right.
And Seymour really supported us. They were huge. The community was awesome.
So it's more than burgers there, man. There's coffee.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Whoever writes your things? Your descriptions?
Me and my wife, we try to come up with something.
Okay, even like, I'm just going to read this one. Sweet Dreams Herbal Tea Blend. This herbal tea blend contains a refreshing combination of lemon verbena, rose petals, and cornflower, balanced with the smoothing properties of licorice root, chamomile, and...
Chamomile.
Wow.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Chamomile and lavender. May I continue, Todd?
Wow. Going up against the clock here.
Yeah. Experience rejuvenating sleep and sweet dreams with every sip. That's good. Well,
actually, reading that'll put him to sleep, so. Yeah.
I've never said the word
chamomile
before. I don't know what chamomile is, Todd. Nobody does.
Yeah.
Anybody here know what chamomile is?
Aha. Uh-huh. Yes. There's a lot of
Nobody
hands up.
Does.
A lot of hands
not
up.
A person.
Here, John, read this. Green
tea. And it's actually pronounced Chamanoli, right? Chamani.
Yeah. So tell us, do you have a website we can go to? I mean, this is really good coffee.
Yeah, jsacoffee.com. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, JSA Coffee.
You can buy it right here, too, right?
You can buy it right here. We do free home delivery every 2 weeks in the area.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
That's like the old milkman.
Yep.
It's the coffee guy.
Yep.
That's great. Well, good. Yeah, how fun is that? Do you work with your wife? Is she in the business with you together?
Got to wrap it. Yep.
Okay. All right. Congrats to you.
Congratulations. Give yourself a quick plug again, Mike.
All right. Come on out and see us this Saturday. We're having our 5-year anniversary.
Beautiful. Located at?
Seymour, 406 North Main Street.
Beautiful. Great stuff. Thank you for your service to our country in a very bad place.
Thank you.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Interesting people we're meeting here today at Vintage Rose, 1680 Mid-Valley Drive. This is just a fantastic place. Mike, what he's doing with that coffee is incredible. We still have some other special guests. Jeff Norgard, Ryan Borowitz could be joining us. We're going to talk more about the NFL draft yet, about housing and things like that. But first, I am going to eat. This one I may have mispronounced that last word, but this one I love pronouncing. Chocolat.
Pain au chocolat.
Chocolat. So tell me what this is, because this is the most flaky crust I've ever seen. It's like peeling an onion.
You would need Adam to explain how he makes those. It's a couple-day process, and it's a labor of love.
He was saying that.
Okay, Jim.
It's a three-day deal.
Yeah.
Okay, Jim. It's like a host.
Lots and lots of layering. And then there's a little bit of dark chocolate down the middle.
He could make communion hosts.
Right.
There you go.
That's It's a growing. No, it's not a growing business, but it's a business. So,
I mean, there you go.
So what is this chocolate? Explain what this is.
Pain au chocolat is a croissant, and then it's just got a little bit of dark chocolate down the middle so that you get a little bit in each bite.
Oh, phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking a lot about your breakfast, but you get some pretty good lunch items as well. I'd like to talk about that. I was telling some people yesterday about Vintage Rose, and a couple people knew it, but some people didn't. And I'm like, look, it's breakfast and lunch.
Breakfast
and some people
and lunch.
Might think it's a little bit more breakfasty, but you do both.
Yeah, and actually, around here, we're busier during lunchtime than we are breakfast with all the businesses
and stuff like that. Yeah.
But yeah, lunch is very, very popular. We do all kinds of sandwiches. So Adam makes the breads here from scratch. We make focaccia, Dutch crunch, and croissant. We do turkey avocado BLT, chicken salad croissant.
Yeah, that.
All kinds of different
things. Yeah, I'm going to get something before I leave.
Yeah, yeah. We're definitely going to set you all up for sure.
I'll pay you, but that's...
And then we do our soups from scratch here. We always have my dad's chili, Pop's turkey chili.
Oh!
We've got soup that we switch up every week. This week is chicken Florentine. And, of course, you know, 50 cents from each cup.
I know.
2 cups from each quart is going towards the Super Bowl. So please come out. Feed yourself. Feed the community.
And we talk about that one more time.
Appreciate
that.
Give
that a plug.
I mean, I'll tell you how much we appreciate that. So this is the Super Bowl Sunday, but the new community shelter, which is the homeless shelter in Green Bay, which supports the whole county. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not like a shelter here in
it's
Green
not
Bay.
Just Green Bay. It's
right.
DePere,
it is.
It,
they take care of everyone from the county. And you know, we need money, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a fundraising event, and one of our most successful fundraisers, thanks to people like you, is if people come to Vintage or there's a few other restaurants.
Bay Family.
And buy soup.
Yep.
It's for the Super Bowl that you donate $2 per quart here and 50 cents a bowl. And, thank you for doing that. And it gets the community engaged, plus, obviously, we raise some money. So go to the website for newcommunityshelter.org. There's a 17 restaurants listed on there, so to go out for soup. And this weather calls you for soup.
Perfect. Perfect.
And not only that, though, but hot coffee as well. And we're talking with Mike there.
Yeah.
Like that. Do you serve that Crazy Larry's coffee?
Yeah.
That sounds so delicious. It's like incredible how good that sounds. And the packaging, reading his things.
It's amazing.
He's got some words nobody can pronounce, but still.
John can't.
But chamomile, it's a tough one.
It's spelled a lot different.
It's right up there with chocolate.
It's spelled a lot different than it's pronounced.
Yeah.
A lot of people have gotten that wrong.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, that's our,
A lot of people.
I think that's, and again, I'll just go back to that homemade. I mean, this guy's roasting these beans right here in Seymour, which is
right down the road.
Right, that far away. And I think that's pretty cool.
And you buy local of your other products?
It's awesome. Our honey. So the honey that we use in all of our baking, our cinnamon rolls has honey.
Where do you get the honey from?
Linskins, which is right here in DePere.
Okay. Because we got a honey guy for you if you needed one.
Oh.
Yeah, we got Big Wayne.
We really
We got Big Wayne. Oh. Yep.
So. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup we usually get from his family, North Branch, which is up in Northwoods. You'd have
that's
to ask
so
him exactly
phenomenal.
Where.
I think that's
that
just speaks well for supporting the local economy. Plus,
supporting local and again with my
and
food,
everybody can
food.
Talk about wanting to do that, but everybody doesn't do it because it's hard. Isn't that the truth? You know what I mean?
I mean,
there's a reason everybody doesn't do it. It's because it's not easy.
Yeah, I mean. Do sourcing locally or what?
Yeah,
do you,
I mean just doing all that, you know, versus having like
one big
exactly.
bring it in.
Yep.
I mean, our people are pretty good. Our ingredients guy is over there sitting next to our coffee friend right there. So we've got a pretty good supply chain. But yeah, it's really good when you can support local, and it's really awesome when you can have good relationships. We love JSA Coffee. When we first started, I mean, we're not coffee people. We're bakers, so trying to find somebody that can help us get that part of it up and running and teach it to us was really great.
I want to buy some of that Crazy Larry's.
It's awesome.
Sounds so delicious.
Yeah. So every day we have the two coffees. We do the regular, which is Logan's Choice, and then we do a flavored coffee, and we switch it every single day. So you can look on our website or on our Facebook. I post every morning what we've got for bakery.
What are people
we've got
drinking here?
Because
you got free coffee for the people coming in today.
Yep. So
what
today,
are they drinking?
The flavor today is Bananas Foster. Which is my favorite. It was the first one we brewed the day we opened. So
that's awesome.
A dessert.
Yeah. There's a lot of ones that they do. German chocolate cake is one of them
really?
We brought in yesterday, I think, was Snickerdoodle
sugar cookie.
German
chocolate cake coffee?
Yeah,
coffee.
And I think Bananas Foster's coffee. Yeah. Bananas Foster coffee, I mean. Yeah, that's great.
It's good.
Well, that's cool.
Wow.
Hey, so you're successful. I mean, look at the people. This place is packed. And you said you even do a bigger crowd for lunch. You got the drive-thru.
Yeah, we got lots of catering today.
Wow.
And cakes.
Good for you.
Well, I think that I just wanted to get to that it's more than this is a place to get coffee. And think you got to reach out, right? I mean, you're catering?
Lunch catering, lots of good businesses. We've got a lot of really good businesses that we do them for and regularly, but we'd love to take more.
Well, that's awesome. And what are your plans? And you've been in business, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a year and a half. I mean,
everybody's got to go east side, west side. I was just asking.
Oh, what do you mean?
Locations. You know, everybody like has a storm.
We've been told we need to be in Ledgeview. Yeah, we need to be in Howard. We need to be in Door County.
There you go.
I mean, the hard thing is just right now we need to be here. So
you know what?
Once we're able to divide and conquer, it's possible.
That's great. You guys are young. You got good energy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Good.
Your mom's a lot younger than I thought she'd be.
She's amazing, isn't she?
Yeah, holy cow.
There she is.
I know.
She's
this is great. We love being here. And the people just keep just pouring
this is
in.
Awesome.
This
you guys
is
are
great.
Awesome. Thank
1680
you.
Mid Valley Drive. Just take Shearing Road exit to the west, and it's phenomenal. And again, I got to run to the dentist like right after this. In like 10 minutes, I got to go to the dentist.
You're in trouble.
Do you know how hard it is? Because this thing is so delicious. The chocolate croissant.
Hang on to it. It'll be great later.
Chocolat croissant.
Yeah.
That's how you say it in French.
You just...
I mean, in French, you're just saying chocolat.
You're just saying
chocolat croissant. Croissant. You don't pronounce the T. Croissant.
He's just saying chocolate fast. Chocolate.
Whatever.
Love it.
Wonderful,
wonderful
place. And we love being here. And thanks for being a good friend of the program. I know you guys listen.
We love you.
We love
you
guys. You're awesome.
You got a great chamber. You got a lot going for you, but especially your family, you know. This is great.
It's the best.
Yeah, congrats to you.
Heck with that, you just have great food. Family secondary when you come in here. We just had a great break. We come back. Jeff Norgren, Ryan Borowitz will be joining us. Back after this. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor coming your way from Vintage Rose Bakery. It's a phenomenal place, 1680 Mid-Valley Drive. You got to come out and try it. You just, if nothing else, try the Crazy Larry's Coffee and the Chocolat Croissant. Try them both. But now, ladies and gentlemen, 6'6" forward from Dawson, Minnesota, number 34, Jeff. Not 34. 33.
Come on, Mino. Yes. Do I look like Burley to you?
Yeah. Well, we used to have different numbers in high school. The home numbers and the road numbers. So I thought it was going to be. Okay, can I continue?
I thought you cared
and
about
now,
me.
Now, from Ashwaubenon, Wisconsin, a 6'1 guard, only a sophomore. Can't remember his name. Ryan Borowitz. Hello, Rhino.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Great. How are you? Norgi, how are you?
Doing great, Mino. How's it going?
Well, good. Well, Norgi, I got a kick out of it. So he's wearing the Green Bay hoodie to represent his school, of course. Wearing the Michigan Tech cap representing his son's school, and has the Duke t-shirt on representing the youngest multimillionaire in your family.
I was looking for my Wisconsin Badgers football to wear too, but I didn't have anywhere else to put it.
And nothing left. Hey, great having you guys here.
Good to be here.
Great having you guys here. First, how's the driveway going? Give yourself a plug.
Well, it's going well. We opened up our second location in September in Wausau.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Kind of right off Rib Mountain Drive, really convenient. And it's kind of like a smaller version of what we have here. We've got our shooting cages. We've got 8 shooting cages and a half court. And Sam Meerstein that played at Fox Valley or NEW Lutheran.
Yeah.
His dad's a coach there. He runs it for me.
Oh, nice.
And so,
he was a great player.
Yeah. Yeah. All-time leading scorer in Green Bay history for like a year. And then, so I get out there once in a while, but we've got kids, you know, getting memberships. We opened up our summer camps there, so it's kind of cool to have that second thing going now.
That's
one here,
awesome.
I'll be in my 10th summer this coming summer.
You know, I'll be honest with you. In the summer, I could vacation in Wausau and help out shooting, shooting camp.
Yeah, I didn't catch that. Can you say that?
No, he asked me, how did I tear my Achilles? I said, basketball. He goes, I think he's thinking. I'm like, no, I was just shooting around by myself.
That Wausau's a good community, right? I've been well-received there?
Yeah, so my brother lived there for a long time, and so I was kind of familiar with the area, and it's only an hour and a half, but there wasn't much for basketball training going on there. So I looked at it as, we had some people coming from there.
Virgin territory.
So it was a good chance to open up something that we kind of had a little bit of a name there,
right?
But there really wasn't much else going on.
And not that dissimilar from where we are from this community. I mean, a lot of homegrown people there take a lot of pride in their community. So, yeah, I think that was a good strategic move for you.
And there's good-sized schools. You know, Everest is a big school. West, we have a lot of kids from that area. East, and then you've got Stevens Point and Marathon and Edgar and, you know, Lakeland and some of these Rhinelanders. So there's not much else out there. Those people are used to driving anyway. They're used to driving here to Appleton, so we wanted to have something for them.
I was telling a funny story earlier. I spoke to this little town of Marion a couple of months back, okay? And in the historical thing, got all these pictures of Coach Bennett. So I'm like, what's the relationship? Oh, this was his very first coaching job and teaching job.
Yeah.
So I called him like later. I said, hey, Coach, just want you to know that you're still really honored in this little town. He goes, yeah, John, I might have been a little overboard. The kids would do their, I told them to do the farm chores early. They'd do them at like 5. I'd pick them all up at 6, get them to school to get a workout in before class. Can you just imagine Coach Bennett at like 25 years old with these kids in a tiny little town all of a sudden, what just came in?
Wow.
Can you imagine
that'd be
that?
Wild. That'd be wild.
But can you picture it?
Unleash them. Unleash young Coach Bennett on, exactly. on a small town. Yeah.
So that's Jeff, you're not easy to miss, and I'm sure people come up to you often for sports or advice, opinions. I guess you know. We talked a little bit about UWGB, which you know is a little tougher. And what do you think? Just give us your opinion on
GB.
Team. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that obviously this is a down year, and the timing of when Doug got hired made it difficult to build a roster that was able to find success in this conference at this level. Unfortunately, because of the timing, there were some misses maybe on some guys. But I'm confident that because of the landscape of basketball these days, that with the transfer portal, that we'll have the ability to bring in guys that can bring us back up to the level that we were last year. And that's just going to be the how it plays out in Green Bay. It's not going to be a scenario where you can just develop guys like Coach Bennett did back in the day, or even Todd Kowalczyk.
I mean, think about that. He Wardle. Had you for 5 years. Right. You didn't redshirt, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you did redshirt. So, I mean, that's so, 5 years from some kid coming out in high school to being a 22-year-old man.
Right. So every year is going to be a little bit different. And going back to exactly what you said, Mino, my first year I redshirted, wasn't ready at all to play. GB has 3 or 4 freshmen this year that play that are accounted on. And then my next year, I wasn't really that good. And then third, fourth, fifth year.
It just clicked.
But nowadays, you don't get time to develop guy into their third year. Like if he's not a starter by his third year, he's gone. A lot of times, if you're a freshman and you're not playing a bunch, you're gone because you want to go somewhere else. And if you're any good, you're gone from here because you
get a paycheck,
make some money somewhere else.
Yeah.
So, I think that's the point I'm trying to make is when you were there and we watched you, it was fun to watch the team develop. Now it's kind of this feast or famine. You either bring in
Noah Reynolds who will talented. Play great for a year and then gets a check and goes to Texas or wherever.
We talked about DC Everest. Marcus Hall is a guy that I think we can build around. That he's been here 2 years and I think he wants to be here. And that's one guy that you know. You can say, hey, we can follow him for multiple years. But in general, we should not get used to thinking that we can follow a guy from year 1 to year 5.
But now, aren't you involved with the group, Norgie, trying to help raise funds and things like that for the NIL?
Yeah, Fly with the Phoenix Collective.
Right.
We've been around for a little over 2 years now, and it's been helpful, but it's been a struggle a little bit because of just the timing of when it started, when we didn't have a whole lot of success under Will Ryan, that group, and so it was slow moving. But we're at the point now with the new rule changes where the colleges actually get to pay the NIL out of their funds, and we are just kind of helping out a little bit. But I think we're going to be all right in that side of things.
And I think it's important that. We had Trevor on here earlier. I mean, it's fun to watch you guys play or watch UWGB play. You know, you're not there anymore. But it's entertaining, right? I mean, the basketball is good.
Absolutely.
But, you know, some of this other stuff, I always say I wait till the chicken thing with the shopping cart. And
leave after the,
I do.
The chicken thing.
Trevor said he'd call him out if he ever sees him leave before that, though.
Believe me, the score.
He will call him out on the PA.
The score doesn't keep me there.
We got to get him out there to do it.
I know,
you
right?
You two should do it sometime.
I know.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
I bet that's harder than it looks.
It's harder than it looks.
Hey, one thing that's funny, though, too, is like we were talking about your nephew, who's a great player already at Duke, Sherry's son, and and Khan, who played for me in the Nagani Invitational Tournament, and told me I was the most inspirational coach you ever had. Him and Showalter. And they begged me to play. They begged, but I won Rhino on instead. But anyway, Rhino, it's just so cool. And how I, you know, when I start to feel old, but in a good way, watching your two sons, and know they play basketball, to play football this year, tremendous football players. Norgi, of course, your sons in college sports, your sisters. I mean, that generation has really just kind of continued with your families. I think that's really cool. I mean, that's got to be great for your dad. I saw your dad at the games. It's got to be a wonderful experience for everybody, isn't it?
Yeah, for my parents don't miss a game. And, you know, whether it's football, basketball, I've got three sons. So there was three games a week.
Yeah.
And they're there. They're saving the spot for us. So it's really cool, wow, just as a family that we can enjoy that. My wife's parents live here, so they get to see everything. But yeah, it's watching your kids is harder than actually playing. You can't do anything about it. But, you know, I just told my wife the other day, kids are doing well in sports, but they're good kids too. And I know Jeff's kids are great kids. And so that's what, as a parent, you just feel proud that you're raising a good kid and the sports thing is just a bonus.
Absolutely. You
know, Coach Anna, just to underscore that, and I've said this before, but they are good kids. And I'm just not sure when I was their age that, I don't know, we just didn't have...
That you were a good kid?
You turned out, Jeff, to be the mayor.
Thank you, Dad.
You were a pothead, weren't you?
Yeah, just... we're not going there.
No, I'm sorry,
just,
I didn't mean that.
No. Yeah, no, just slipped out.
You a pothead?
But I just want to say that we had the DePere...
And I said, Walker, from the movie, just in case.
But we had the DePere football team on a radio show, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago. And just the coach said, you know, these are really good kids. And you could just tell by the stuff they do. And then... I work at the homeless shelter. That night, I went to serve the community meal and the Notre Dame football team. You know what I mean? It's just like...
That's cool.
It is it, and it's just awesome. And these kids, they're not like, oh, my parents made me come. I mean, they really want to give back to the community. And I think that's... whatever you guys are doing, it's awesome because I miss that.
Well, and I think you look at college sports now, and it's really professional. It's you know, it's more of a business now than it was. So the high school is really the amateur level, and that's where kids are learning their life skills, you know?
I think the coach has have a lot to do. I mean, it was back in the day, even when we talked to Sundance and stuff, and so much it was X's and O's, and now it's really how to be a good citizen, a responsible man.
But how do you do? Okay, I got to ask you guys this. If you guys were in college right now, and both really good players and everything, okay, if a Dick Bennett or even a Mike Heidemann, the way they used to scream at you guys, there's guys now where they just, I'm out, right? I mean, that must, I think being a college coach or an AD right now is one of the hardest jobs in the country.
I'm so thankful that I played for Coach Bennett, and it wasn't easy. I know that for sure, and it was a struggle, but I'm very thankful. I don't know if there are players out there that he'd have success with nowadays. It's just
right.
It's just you can't really
change that much.
You can't really coach in that way. There's some that have a little bit of that. Underwood and who's the guy that used to be at Kansas State in South Carolina?
Martin.
Yeah, Frank Martin. There's guys that are still kind of old school, but it's not the way normal coaching situation is now.
No, I mean, you could get on the phone, if you guys point out, and Matt at the coach, and you could call up probably 10 coaches around the country and say, hey, thinking about leaving, and they would, like, jump overboard to, like, bring you in.
Oh, yeah. Versus, if you're saying that you're not happy where you are, you can easily find a landing spot if you're a decent player. Yeah,
right. And the funny thing is, too, as far as with the way recruiting is nowadays, I mean, like, here you were, you know, a great high school player, but you had a struggle to get a scholarship offer.
It's funny. I was talking to somebody about that. Actually, I was at a GB game, and Nate Rickle was sitting next to me, and Alexis.
Coach at Bayport.
Yep, coach at Bayport. And he didn't really realize this, but I told him, I go, you know, we watch these games, and the players, you know, there's excellent players, certainly, but it's not necessarily the same level that it was 25 years ago, because there are 100 more Division I teams now, 100 plus more than there were then. And so there's a lot more players that are getting Division I scholarships and playing Division I basketball. And I look at it like I barely got one.
Yeah.
I barely got one offer from small town Dawson, and then eventually, you know, could have gotten probably 200 offers.
Well, Ryan, were you at John Martinez's reunion a couple years back at his house?
There.
It was great. And Steve Swan was telling the greatest story about Jeff being recruited, where Coach Swan and I forget who else.
Heidemann.
Was there anybody, okay, going to Coach Bennett, because, Coach, we got this kid from Dawson. I mean, this kid can play. How big is he? So, he doesn't have the greatest. Okay, so, Coach, listen, we saw him again. We talked to him. He would come here. I mean, this kid could be a good player for us. You know, redshirt him for a year. He's going to be a good, I don't know. Okay, so then they go through all that the whole time. And then Coach sees him in something. Coach Bennett sees you play somewhere, okay? And they're walking, and he goes, I got to ask you guys something. What coaches? What do you guys have against this Nordgard? I had signed him.
Jim, do you ever have to fact check him? Okay, so here's how the story went.
I do not have that kind of time.
No. So, Heidemann and Swan came and watched me at state basketball tournament. They said they stayed an extra day to watch me again, and then they came back to Coach Bennett. Coach Bennett said, said, how are his feet? And they're like, kind of big and slow, which is accurate. And he goes, we don't need another Vanderplas. And Mike, you can appreciate that. So then they're like, all right, no worries. And then, so that Final Four, one of my dad's former college teammates was a small college coach in Minnesota, and he talked to Coach Ben. He goes, there's this guy that's perfect for your system. So we sent him some more tape, and this is in April now. Brought me out for a visit. They had already offered another guy from Minnesota. They told me if he says no, then we'll offer you this scholarship. He said no. He went to Bowling Green. They offered me. I signed in May of my senior year. That doesn't
which is
happen.
So late
that doesn't
be
happen normally. Yeah. So yeah.
That's and exactly the story good. I told.
Exactly.
See, I just,
you got to pay close attention.
Jeff, he's the guy that goes around and tells everybody I BS for a living. I don't say that. He says that, and it's true.
That was so close.
You were close. You were close, Mike.
Wow, close. Gosh. He had Jeff's name right.
Hey, how's your son enjoying Michigan Tech?
Excellent. He loves it. He's in good. His fourth year there. He redshirted his first year. They're tied for first place right now. Really having a nice season. They were predicted to be sixth place in the conference coming in. So,
that is a tough conference.
It is a tough conference. Anybody can beat anybody in that conference, honestly. And we have a stud, Marcus Tomaszek, from here in Ashwaubenon.
Yeah.
That's the best player in the conference. And Dawson's is starting big, and they're really having a nice year.
All right. So, we're going to set a quick break.
Okay.
You guys stick around for an extra minute?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to set a quick break. We are here at Vintage Rose. We got Jeff Norgard and Ryan Borowitz joining us right now. Back right after this.
And where do we go from?
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor coming your way from Vintage Rose, 1680 Mid-Valley Drive. Did you guys grab something to eat or drink here yet?
It's I got phenomenal. The coffee. I didn't get anything to eat yet.
It was hard. I was sitting here for about 10 minutes just staring at the menu, looking at the biscuit sandwich thing, and it's going to happen.
Okay, we're going to get Todd. How's our credit here? Can you work on it for these guys?
Well, we didn't put your name on it, so we're good.
Yeah, it's good. Jeff Norgard and Ryan Borowitz here. Ryan, tell me a little bit about your driveway.
Yep.
The name of your company, but go ahead and give that a plug.
Yeah.
So we do camps, individual instruction. We run 3-on-3 leagues. We have memberships where kids can come in and use shooting cages just to get the reps that they might not get in practice. It's right here. It's not even a mile away from here, right off of Grant. And
I think it's pretty ironic because you literally learn how to shoot in your driveway.
When I decided, when the idea of a name for it, when I decided to do this, there was only one name. There wasn't a list of names. It was just that's what it's going to be because that's where I became a player.
Isn't that something, how you turn that into a career?
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
It's wild.
I really do.
And the other thing that's kind of something is how important that is. Notre Dame, the golf team. I mean, those kids are at a lot of camps like yours, you know what I mean? And it's so important that to really be good, to be really competitive, you need people like you to help these kids even become more developed. Because in school, the coach can only do so much, and they also got academics.
Camps nowadays are... I mean, that's the way it all, baseball, basketball, I don't know, football as
swimming.
Much, but yeah.
Well, that's the thing for me. Like I do a lot of shooting instruction because it's something that I was passionate about as a player.
Yeah.
It's something I'm able to spend hours and hours and hours a day on.
Right.
And a high school coach has 500 things to work on in practice and they get an hour and a half or 2 hours. A youth coach gets 3 hours a week. So I can spend an hour with a kid just on their shot mechanics that they're never going to have time to do that with, a parent maybe who doesn't have that expertise or a regular coach who just doesn't have the time for that.
Norgie, did you have any interest in coaching?
Yeah, definitely. When my last year playing overseas, after four games in, we were 0-4. They fired the head coach and hired me as the player coach.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, over in Poland. They gave me 3 hours to decide if I wanted it or not. And I'm like, okay, I always wanted to be a coach, so let's make it happen. And we ended up winning 10 of our next 12 games after starting 0-4 with the previous coach and made the playoffs for that club for the first time in history.
Wow.
And I was planning to go back and be a pro coach over in Poland. And when I was home for a couple months in the summer, they called me and said that they lost a sponsor and my contract would be cut in half. And I said, well, I'm not coming over there for that. And I've only been an AAU coach since then.
They made some promises over in Europe that didn't somebody was going to get you. What kind of suits if you won a game or something? Remember that one in France?
Well, yeah, in France.
Again, fact check. We're going to listen to Jeff.
It's like a real famous name.
In Italy, there was Armani. Yeah. They do that.
Well, that's so close to Poland and Polish clothes. Yeah, they are Armani in Italy. See, that's what I'm talking about, but that's okay.
It's called Armani Ski.
Yeah, so then I had to come back and get a real job, and I was coached youth just like Ryan has been doing for a long time here too as well, and then coaching AAU until last year when my kids are done, and now I'm coach free, so I just sit in the stands and criticize.
Tell everybody what you do in your real job.
I work for BSN Sports and sell uniforms and apparel to high schools, colleges, youth programs, things
like
that.
Isn't it cool you guys are both still involved in sports, though?
It's crazy that you can, be passionate about something and then somehow it just turns into a career.
Yeah.
And certainly never would have pictured it for myself. But it's just been, I'm very thankful, that I get to be around the game still and have an impact.
It's good. I sit here every day with Panama Red, and we just kind of...
With what?
Panama Red.
That's him?
That's your nickname? You didn't know that?
Speaking of being passionate about something and turning that into a career, I'm going to be opening up Norgie's 33 Tap Room before too long.
Like it?
Is this
a
joke?
I'm joking.
He wants to know if it could work.
That sounded cool.
I was going with the 33 flavors of ice cream.
No, 33
beers
was my number. 33 beers on tap.
You've always wanted to open a bar, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was always your passion.
Yeah. If Cock and Bull would have let me take it over, I would have. I spent enough money there.
That's awesome. That's cool.
Your opinion real quick. There's some talk of selling college teams to the private sector, and you guys... Any thoughts on that? Give the school a... Have you heard about that?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
Well, I don't either, to be honest with you.
They would just...
You ever
buy...
fact check Jim over here?
Right. Oh, it's all in the archives.
I just wanted to go in on it with you. Yeah. That's all right.
Okay. We'll get a college and a bar.
Wow.
I like it. It's wonderful having you guys here. Go ahead, Jeff.
I just think it's awesome what you guys do. I mean, you're leaders in the community. When you retired your number, that was a big, big deal. And what you do for the youth here, and we need that. I mean, it's tough to be a kid today. It's just social media, some broken families, and sometimes you guys become equally, if not more important than... the environment they're living in. So I just, I have all the confidence in the world about Northeast Wisconsin, and I think we're going to be fine, but thanks to people like you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And so I ran to Kevin Ulm, science teacher over at West DePere, doing so well with all these kind of guys. And I just think so many guys, the day we were walking past the thing and you guys screamed and everything, it's such a
fun
brotherhood that you guys still have after all those years. It's incredible.
Right, and we want to have that happen more often. Burley and Borowitz and Pete Rock and Tejas and KO and Wayne Walker and a bunch of people were together for that, and we want to do it more often. And we want, as you brought up at the beginning, Jim, we want our alma mater to be a place that we want to come watch and have pride
in. And you guys are now the guys that when you guys were in college, there was that group of older businessmen, not old, but who kind of helped really, you guys are those guys now. You guys are to really carry that torch.
Yeah, we're old, that's for sure.
Wow.
All right.
33 flavors. I'll wait.
No, Norgie, we might have to work on this.
I threw it out there for a reason.
I could be your business partner. I mean, I don't have any money, but
I got the location picked out. I don't have the money either. So.
I will be the voice in the face.
Okay, all right.
Maybe not the face. No. All right, we're out of time. Norgie, thanks very much. Ryan, thanks very much. Love watching both of your sons play sports.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Keep it rocking. We're out of time. Vintage Rose, come on down, folks. It's phenomenal. See ya. We'll be right back.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.